4 CPA Mobile.
Down here, I open the door and walk in, and I can look at it standing up. So makes it a whole lot easier.
In a house with a basement, that's been one of my things, but we've never owned one, and the way things are looking, I guess we won't, but our house is paid for, so I'm not going to complain. But anyway, and it's on a slab, so I don't think we're gonna add a basement anytime.
That would be a bit of a problem trying to dig out under a slab without dropping your house and make a hole underneath there. It's kind of need to do that when a house is being built. But yeah. But I've enjoyed having the basement. I finished it and made it my office and shack and bar and library and whatnot, so me and the dog spend a lot of time down here.
I got a phone call.
I'm standing by.
For CBA Mobile.
KN4RJN. So, other than watching the 2-year-old messing with the water heater, what else are you doing? You playing any tennis today?
Playing tomorrow. Had a heel injury, and it turned out that I went to the doctor. Got to see him last night about 6 o'clock. They have a walk-in sports injury thing, and it has to be something that they haven't seen you for before. And so it turned out it's a plantar fasciitis, which I've had before, but it's just on my right heel. So, but it has drastically improved over the last week. So I'm going to play tomorrow and we'll see how it goes.
Here, it's getting better. Those things can be painful. I think my dad had that once. He used to play golf all the time, and he got it finally taken care of. But it put him on the injured list there for quite a while until he got that cleared up.
For CBA. Well, I think I've been abusing my feet. I've been wearing the wrong shoes for tennis and really didn't know it. And once this happened, the pro looked down at my feet and said, "Those aren't tennis shoes." And I said, "Well, what are they?" She said, "Well, I don't know, but she said they're not tennis shoes." And she said, "Let me see the bottom of them." And she said, "Those are running shoes." And she said, "You need to have some tennis shoes." So I've been on a quest for tennis shoes, and of course nobody has any in town my size. And so I ordered some off of Amazon last night. That'd be here Thursday.
Yeah, I have a hard time finding shoes in my size. I'm just regular, you know, walking around shoes, and I went to Skechers. Only ones that I could stand. I've got a nerve issue in my left hip that if I don't have the right shoes, I don't walk much.
I've been abusing my feet pretty bad with wearing the wrong kind of shoe, and I've been playing on hard court and on clay. Clay's a lot more forgiving, but that particular day when this injury happened, I was playing on hard court, and I was just we weren't playing a point. We were playing doubles, and my partner was getting ready to serve, and I was stepping forward to get in position, and it just felt like somebody drove a nail into my heel, and I couldn't I couldn't hardly stand up, and I couldn't move for, about 30 seconds, I guess. I just had to stand there, and it was excruciating.
That's definitely unfun. Well, I'm glad to hear you're getting better at it, but, yeah, take care of your feet, brother. Without them, you're in a world of hurt.
And, yeah, that'd be the end of tennis, and, not much else left to do. I guess I could sit on a bicycle, one of those, stationary bikes, and ride it, but that would drive me insane. So then I'd have to go to Marshall Pickens. So I probably ought to be there anyway.
Well, we won't comment on that, but yeah, you watch some of these wounded warriors in wheelchairs playing all kinds of things, or maybe you get a wheelchair tennis match going somewhere.
It's amazing how they get around, and they get two bounces of the ball, and man, I tell you, they get around on this, those things, and very aggressive.
Yeah, they don't give up easy. Those guys are something else. My hat's off to them. Anybody that could go through an injury like that and then still play sports and be active and do almost everything that you and I can do. It's pretty amazing.
Were you on HF this weekend? I'm sure there were some contests going on.
Oh, I just hang out here on 2 meters and bop around, listen to different repeaters and different nets going on. But I hit a repeater I hadn't hit before the other night and was listening to some stuff going on. But I don't hang out on HF much.
I haven't been on a whole lot. It's one problem is our grandbaby and my daughter and her husband are staying with us for they sold their house and they found a house to rent, so they're going to move in there and until they find one to buy. So, we offered to let them stay with us, but I think they want a little more freedom.
I think we're going to be doing that here before too much longer. She's getting close to retirement, and she wants to move up to Greensboro to be closer to the grandkids, and we're going to start looking for a house or something up there to rent until we find one we want to either buy or build or do something, but I'm not sure when exactly that's going to happen, but it'll be sometime in the next several months.
I hope I'm finished moving. I really do. And we moved 14 times in 13 years of our marriage. We've been married 40 years. I think we've moved, I've lost count, it's either 17 or 18 times total now. So I'm done.
Yeah, well, after 20 years in the Army, I said I was done moving, and then we moved a half a dozen times after that. But when we built the house in Anderson, I said, that's it. You pull me out of this house, just load me straight into the Hearst. And then she got the job up here in Spartanburg, and we moved again. Moved into this house, I said, okay, that's it. I'm done moving, and now it looks like we're going to move again. So the moral of the story is, never say never.
But the thing, I've learned that, because as soon as those words come out of your mouth, then that's exactly what you're doing. So anyway, I tell you, and I'm sure I'll be helping my son-in-law move, help them move. They're going to move Saturday into this rental house, so I'm sure I'll be helping them do that.
Now, the move up here was particularly unpleasant. We had to do some extensive renovations on this house, and so we were living in a camper, and my house in Anderson hadn't sold yet, and I still had a house in Easley that I'd been renting out that I was trying to sell and wouldn't sell. So I had three houses, none of which could I live in. I'm living in a camper. This house has a three-car garage. I could barely get my motorcycle in it between, you know, the stuff we moved up, plus the construction material and debris and whatnot, and the garage was filled with stuff. I could barely squeeze my motorcycle in it. Three houses I'm paying a mortgage on, and I'm living in a camper. And I said, what's wrong with this picture? I'm crying out loud.
It's crazy. So, what kind of bike do you have?
Totaled bike. Had an accident almost a year now, last April. That totaled out the bike, and I haven't replaced it yet. So, because I was kind of waiting for my ribs to heal up. But I had a Harley Sportster.
Well, I've got a Honda Valkyrie. It's along the same lines as the Honda Goldwing. It just doesn't have all the fairing and stuff on it. It looks more like a cruiser bike. It's a horizontally opposed six-cylinder, about 135 horsepower, and the thing will fly, I tell you. I love it.
I really enjoyed my bike. I'm still debating on whether or not to replace it. That last little crash kind of did a number on my body and on my head, and my wife was on the back and did a number on her. She's still recovering from that, but she actually had to have a couple surgeries to fix a couple things. But I don't know if I'm ever going to replace that bike. I'm still debating on that issue. A couple times through my own screw up, but this one, somebody pulled out in front of me, and I hit the brake hard, and then I hit the road hard. And as I'm driving around in my car around, you know, just this little town of Inman, you know, I see people doing incredibly stupid things, paying no attention whatsoever, and it's getting dangerous out there, you know, between cell phones and other crap. That's, you know, it's just people drive with their practically with their eyes closed, and it's just getting dangerous out there, and I've got to stop and seriously reconsider my position on motorcycles.
Yeah, I'm real alert on mine. You can't be looking around sightseeing. And I've also learned this is the biggest bike I've had. All the other bikes I've had were V-twins, and the biggest one of those was 1100, and this is a 1500, so I can't quite ride it like a V-twin. The other day I was going around a curve, and the foot peg hit the road, so I knew I was leaning just a little bit too much.
That's somewhat unnerving when your foot hits the road. That'll wake you up in a hurry. But this last accident has shown me that that you don't bounce near as well in your 60s as you do when you were in your 20s and 30s.
I mean, I proved that on the tennis court, you know, and I wasn't even, I mean, you know, if I'd have been playing a point, it'd been different. I was just walking forward, just a normal step, and when it happened, so, you know. But, it was caused by me abusing my feet. So anyway, well, let me run. I'm sitting in the garage here, and I'm gonna jump out and see if I can find the paperwork on that water heater and go from there. But enjoyed it, and 73s, have a good day. Enjoy the liquid sunshine. We'll talk to you later, KB4CPA. I'll stick around for your final.
You have a good day, too. 73s to you. KN4RJN, I'm clear.